Okay, today we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. We are holding at the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to bring other dinim relating to interactions between a Jew and a non-Jew. Bas Yisrael lo tiyaleh es avedes kochavim. A Jewish girl should not be a midwife for an avedes kochavim. Mnei shem yaledes ben avedes kochavim, because by serving as a midwife for an avedes kochavim, she's birthing a child for Avodah Zarah, who's going to end up worshipping Avodah Zarah. Avodah Avodah Kochavim Mialedes Bas Yisrael. But an Avodah Kochavim can be a midwife for a Jewish girl. Bas Yisrael lo tonik bina shal Avodah Kochavim. A Bas Yisrael should not serve as a wet nurse for an Avodah Kochavim. Aval Avodah Kochavim menika bina shal Yisrael birushusa. But an Avodah Kochavim can serve as a wet nurse for a Jewish child with the rishus of the Yisraelis. But she shouldn't do it, she shouldn't take the baby to her house, because then we're going to be concerned that maybe she's going to harm the baby. Tan Rabbanan, so the Braisa tells us as follows. Bas Yisrael lo tiyaleh es avedes kochavim, mnei shem yaledes ben l'avedes kochavim. That a Bas Yisrael should not be the midwife for an avedes kochavim, because she's going to be birthing a child for Avodah Zarah. But v'avedes kochavim lo tiyaleh es Bas Yisrael. The Braisa says that similarly, an avedes kochavim should not be miyaleh to Bas Yisrael, mivnei shechatz shudin al shvichas dam, because we're concerned that she's going to murder the child. Divrei Meir, that's what a Meir says. V'cham omrim avedes kochavim mialedes es Bas Yisrael bizman shacheros omdos al gaba avalo beina levena. V'cham say, well, it all depends on context. If there are other people around, there are other Jews that are going to be able to see what the avedes kochavim is doing, then you can trust her to be the midwife. She's not going to murder the child. But alone, if it's just the birthing mother and the avedes kochavim, that's problematic. So Rav Meir omer afilu acheros omdos al gaba. But Namilo, Rav Meir apparently holds that even if there are other people watching, you still cannot trust the Avedes Kochavim midwife. Why not? Sometimes she'll put her hand in, you know, forcefully on the head of the child and crush his skull, because he's very soft. The head of the baby is very soft. And no one's going to realize that that's what she did and that she was doing it on purpose. Just like the story happened with an Avedes Kochavim that was having an argument with her friend who was a Mialedes, and she said, Moldu Yehudasa Bas Moldu Yehudasa. She was mocking her and saying, oh, you're a Jew lover. You're the one that serves as a midwife for the Jewish people. So Amrala, the friend said back to her, Nefishin Bishasa Dahitza De Kamashpilma Minayu Dama Ki Ofya Denahara. No, you should have the same should befall you, what happens to the children that I serve as the midwife, because I happen to kill all of them. I spill blood like a river. And the Rabban will say, nah, she's just talking tough, but she doesn't actually do that. We don't have to be choshesh that she actually does that. So main point number one over here is that all agree that a Bas Yisrael is not allowed to be miyaled an Ovedes Kochavim, can't be a midwife for an Ovedes Kochavim, and that an Ovedes Kochavim cannot be a midwife when nobody else is in the room for a Bas Yisrael. There's a machlokas, though, if there are others watching, whether we're still concerned that an Ovedes Kochavim is going to murder the baby, even when there are others watching. Then we said Bas Yisrael lo tonik. The Mishnah said that a Bas Yisrael should not serve as a wet nurse for an Ovedes Kochavim. So Tan Rabban and Braisa tells us as follows. Bas Yisrael lo tonik b'nash al Ovedes Kochavim, b'nei shemagadalas ben l'avodes kochavim. She shouldn't be a wet nurse for an Ovedes this Kochavim's baby, because she is raising a child for Avodah Zarah. She's nourishing a child for Avodah Zarah. V'avedes Kochavim lo tonik es b'nash al Bas Yisrael, mipnei shechashud al shvichas damim. And a Jewish child should not be entrusted to a non-Jewish wet nurse, because she's going to be, we have to be choshesh, that she might harm the child, that she might kill the child. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'cham b'omrim, avedes Kochavim nikas b'nash al Bas Yisrael b'zman. And the Chum say, it's true that the Avedes Kochavim cannot be trusted with the Jewish child, but that's only when she's being trusted, when she's all alone. But if she's not all alone, there are other people watching her, then you can trust that nothing is going to happen. And Rameir would say, even if there are other people watching her, she could have put some... some poison, some sort of arsenic on her nipple, and that way it would kill the child without anyone being the wiser for it. No one would realize that that's what she was doing. So says Marut Sricha, we need to be told this machlokes between the Chum and Remeir about whether you can trust an Ovedes Kochavim when there are other people standing there and watching, both in the context of nursing as well as in the context of birthing. If we only would have been told this machlokas in the context of birthing, that they argue whether you're allowed to trust an Oved Chav midwife when there are other people standing around, by Hikami Rabbanan Deshari, I would assume that's where the Rabbanan allow it, de lo efshar, because she's not going to be able to kill the child, Mishum Dachirus Rososa, because other people will see the act of murder that she commits, Aval Minika, but a nursing, a wet nurse, Oved Chav, de efshar, de shayfale sam, ledad me. Her act of murder is done before she's actually nursing. It's when she rubs the poison on herself. Same with Rameir. I might think that even the Rabban would agree that that's going to be highly problematic, and you have to be choshish that she might actually do that, and we're not going to be able to catch her. And the Rabban would agree to Rameir. And if it only would have told me the case of Manika, of the wet nurse, I would say, Behi kam Rameir de Aser. That's where Rameir says that it's Aser to trust the because she could do it surreptitiously, where no one's going to recognize that she's killing the baby, because she could have smeared the poison on herself before anyone saw. But when she's birthing the baby, to lo efshar, where there's no way to do it in advance, I would think that if there are other people around, even Rameir would agree that that would be mutter. That's why I need to be told the machlokas in both cases. But for our purposes, the main point over here is that there's also a machlokas chavim rameir, whether you could trust an oved's chavim wet nurse when there are other people standing around. Now, the Mishnah had said that a bas yisrael cannot be miyaled an oved's chavim because she is being miyaled a child for avodah zarah. Frekli gemara urim minhu. There's a stira between this Mishnah and a braisa. Yehudis miyaledes oved's chavim besachar A Jewish person is allowed to be a midwife for an Oved Chavim for pay, but not for free. Now, in the Mishnah, it says she's not allowed to do it because she's raising a child or birthing a child for Avodah Zarah. L'chora, you should not be allowed to do that even if you're getting paid. So why is it that the Braisa says that if you're getting paid, it's all of a sudden mutter? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosef, even though the reason for the Isser is that you're being miyaled a child for Avodah Zarah, Bishar Shari Mishum Eva. If you're getting paid, you're allowed to do it because if you refuse a paying job, it's going to cause a tremendous amount of animosity, of Eva, between the Umos Ha'olam and the Jewish people, and that ultimately is going to cost Jewish lives. So, Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Alude Avodas Chavim B'Shabata B'Schar Shari. So Rav Yosef thought to say that we're even allowed to be Miyaled and Avodas Chavim for payment on Shabbos, Mishum Eva, because after all, it's going to be an issue of Eva if we refuse to. Because how come you're Miyaled your own children on Shabbos when your wife goes into labor on Shabbos? Why can't you be Miyaled a Ben Avodah Zarah? So Abaye said to him, no, Yachal Lemeimarle, you could have a very good excuse why you won't do it for the Oved Chavim. Didan de Mintri Shabbat Mechalalina Lahu. Did Chud lo Mintri Shabbat lo Mechalalinan. You could explain that the reason we're willing to be Mechalal Shabbos to birth a Jewish child is because that Jewish child is going to keep the Shabbos. So we're allowed to be Mechalal Shabbos for the kid that's going to keep the Shabbos. But you, who aren't going to keep the Shabbos, we're not allowed to birth a child that's ultimately not going to keep the child. So Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Anuk Rav Yosef also thought to say that the Jewish woman should be allowed to serve as a wet nurse for payment. Amalei Abaye Yachlo Lemeimar. So Abaye says, no, she could always say, if she's a single woman, she could say, you know, I want to get married, so I don't want potential men to think it's disgusting. disgusting that I'm nursing. And Yeshishi, and if she's a married woman, lokum is da mahamna ba'apigavra. I don't want to my husband to be disgusted by the fact that I'm nursing. So she'll always have a good excuse why she's not nursing, even if they're offering to pay her. So main point over here, if a midwife is offered payment, she's allowed to birth even in Oved Chavim, but not on Shabbos, and a wet nurse even for payment is also not allowed to. Now, Sav Rav Yosef Lemeimer, Haditanya, Rav Yosef thought that when the Brisa says, Ha'ovdik Chavim V'roi Be'im Adaka, Lo Malin V'lo Maridin, that Ovdik Chavim, and even Jews that are shepherds of small animals, if they fall into a bar where they could die, we don't take them out of the bar. You wouldn't throw them in the first place either. It's in Maridin, but if they're there, it's Lo Malin. You don't take them out. Sa'asuke Beschar Shari. So Rav Yosef thought, if you're going to get paid to take them out, you're allowed to, Mishum Eva, because again of this concern of Eva, of animosity. Amalei Abaye says, Yachalomer lo. No, the Jew could explain to the Ovid Chavim or to the shepherd that's in the bar, Kai Briya Igra. I'm sorry, I'd love to help you out, but my son is stuck in a precarious position on top of a rooftop somewhere. Inami, or he could say, Nikita Lizimna Lebedoar. It came my time to appear in court. I have to have a very important appointment right now, so I don't have the ability, I don't have the time to save you. So last main point over here on this Amud is that even if you're offered payment, those people that are lo malin v'lo maridin, the halacha would still apply, that lo malin v'lo maridin, even if one is offered payment. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up toward the very bottom of the page, at the very last line of the page, next time when we do Daf Chavav Amud Beis.